WTAW News Time, 7:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The state legislature has advanced three bills affecting Blinn College, written by Representative John Rainey of Bryan. One is expanding Blinn's Board of Trustees with members from Brazos County.
Well, it's not exactly what I wanted. It was amended in the Senate, but it does put two members from Brazos County on the board, but it's limited to a four-year period, which I did not like, but we agreed to it because we wanted to make sure that we got some Brazos County representation.
Rainey says the budget includes a provision that state funding for Blinn will be divided based on student contact hours in Brenham and Bryan, and community colleges statewide will be required to post on their websites how revenue is spent by campus location. A special meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents included personnel actions on the flagship campus. The Regents selected a new Vice President of Student Affairs. Dr. Danny Pugh has been at the University of Arkansas as the Vice Provost for Student Affairs and Dean of Students. The board also approved authorizing President Michael Young to appoint a new Dean of the College of Science and to execute new contracts with men's basketball associate head coach Rick Stansberry and seven assistant football coaches. The state's revamped agency overseeing cancer research has awarded nearly $6 million to the Texas A&M Health Science Center. An institute the HSC has in Houston will use the grant research, the use of existing drugs already approved by the FDA in whole, in part, or in combination with other products to create new cancer treatments. More information about the grant from CPRIT, one of three given from the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas, is on our website at WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council is taking another look at regulating residential personal care businesses where there are up to four unrelated occupants in the same home. A similar proposal was defeated 3 years ago after one operator went to prison. Opponents to the idea speaking at this week's council meeting included Amanda Bodkin, who owns a personal care home with three residents.
I'm not Rose Rodriguez. I know the story behind Rose Rodriguez. I invite any of y'all to come tour my facility. I have nothing to hide.
Supporters who spoke included Leroy Johnson.
No one is looking out for the welfare of the elderly and the handicapped residents who are living in these homes. Licensing of these homes will help ensure a higher standard of care for the residents.
City lawyers told the council that the state would not get involved in enforcement because there are no state laws or regulations covering businesses taking care of one, two, or three residents. All state highways in Brazos County are passable following Monday's flooding rains, but that doesn't mean all roads are passable. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Sheriff's Office reminds motorists to not remove barricades.
Some of these folks have got these big, tall pickup trucks, and they can probably get through a couple of feet of water, but, you know, there's a lot of folks out there on the county roadways are driving sedans and not going to fare quite so well. And if they see the barricade off to the side, they're just going to motor on out there. Next thing you know, you're going to get stuck.
Michelle Mead at the county's emergency management office says rainfall from upstream will continue to keep our rivers and creeks at high levels for several days, even if storms don't return.
And most of the high water that we're still seeing over roadways is on that east side of the county.
And the State Bar of Texas has created a website and toll-free hotline to answer questions from those who have property damage. That information's on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:09 at 71 degrees. This look at news brought, we'll have more news coming up at 7:30 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7 365 service guarantee. Visit FlyingVRentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're not out of the woods in regards to shower and thunderstorm activity yet. Sunshine will give way to clouds. Some showers and storms popping up later today, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy. The chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 85. It becomes partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows near 70. Clouds develop Saturday. There could be some showers and storms. Highs are going to be close to 85. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with the NCAA saying A&M is doing very well athletically and academically at the same time. Gary Blair's throwing out the first pitch for the Rangers tonight, and we'll have more coming up in sports at 7:50.
Okay, let's see. I think we talked, we've done a couple of stories where PETA has been helping people out, critters out all over the world, right? Day before.
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, a guy who was cussing at his sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got in trouble. A judge has acquitted a Chicago man of animal cruelty charges that were filed after he posted a video of himself blowing marijuana smoke at a chameleon.
But.
Ah, the lizard huggers. Oh, yeah. After viewing the video and hearing the arguments of prosecutors and defense attorneys, the Cook County Circuit Judge said it was uncalled for and immature behavior, but it really wasn't criminal behavior. So.
Quoted as saying, "Whoa, look at the colors, man."
Yeah, exactly. The chameleon just kept doing that thing, just changing colors. It's like a rainbow lizard. It's so cool. Yeah. All right, so... obviously, the floods are the story, and as we've always known, I was watching some coverage out of Houston yesterday, and the problem that they did is the problem they have in a lot of rivers is, I think they the one report I saw was from Humble, is the gauges that they have there and the flood stages that they have marked basically were set up in the 1950s.
They done runned out.
Yeah, well, and, you know, there's a heck of a lot more concrete now than there was back then. And so, as a result, things do rise up. And it's funny because they interviewed some of the people who live near the river, and they said, oh, yeah, it goes out of the banks all the time. Which is just like if you talk to someone who's been a farmer for 30 years, they probably do a better job of forecasting the weather than people who go to school for that, simply because they've lived with it. But we've got stuff that's obviously catastrophic, and we have never had that before. So, of course, you know what that means, is it's global warming.
Oh.
It's climate change is what it is. One of the people who did the interview yesterday with Texas Monthly is a guy who lives here. We've had him on the radio. It's John Nielsen Gammon.
Mm-hmm.
He's the state climatologist.
Smart guy.
He is, yeah. But the headline in the Texas Tribune, climate change, a factor in Texas floods, largely ignored.
See, I vividly remember moving to Texas when I was like 11.
Okay.
And they had the Memorial Day floods in Austin.
Right.
In like 82.
81, I think.
And I vividly remember almost exactly the same pictures.
Yeah. Well, and again, there is more concrete and water moves differently and faster and stronger. And torrential rains are torrential rains. And certainly not trying to diminish anything, because we have been... really very, very fortunate in Bryan College Station. And we don't have to go far to find people who've had serious problems caused from this catastrophic amount of rain. But it is one more opportunity for climate change folks to hop on that bandwagon. I mean, it's don't waste a crisis.
Well, it was 2011 when someone was saying the expect more of this drought in the next in the upcoming century because of global warming.
Oh yeah.
So is it drought or is it heavy rains?
I'm not going to speak for those scientists because I'm not one and I don't play one on the radio. But what they tend to say over and over again, see, which is a great argument. It's not it. What it is the level of calamity that it causes.
Aha.
Okay. It's a more extreme drought. It's larger floods because of climate change.
And that's not actually a bad argument.
It's not a bad argument.
I don't think the numbers vet that, but I'm also not studying it as intensely as they are. So what do I know?
I just believe that the earth is a system, okay? It is a system.
Well, it is changing.
And it does change, you're right. But you know what? It also course corrects. I think we've seen that too. Now, why don't we get the course correction publicity? We don't get that nearly as much.
And how much money is enough money or too much money? At what point do we say, you know what, we can't afford to fix our mistakes?
Don't you dare go down that road, because we can go down that road with a dozen plus stupid things the government does.
Absolutely. So quit spending the money.
Yeah.
Give up.
Yeah. Quit taking our money and using it that way. How about that?
The war on poverty has been so tremendously successful.
Yeah, it has.
The war on
it?
Drugs has been so tremendously successful.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the person who said we need to create a war on jobs so that we get a few more of those.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Anyway, it's 7:17. The bottom line is it's going to be warm today, okay? It really is. And we'll probably get some rain later on today.
What have we had? Two 90-degree days this whole year?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll make it into June with only two 90-degree days.
Climate change.
That's it. Well, it's funny. We're going to talk to Gary Miller from BTU next hour. Uh-huh. And, you know, you think about that, it's money for them. I mean, obviously, what happens as far as the temperatures are concerned makes a really big difference because... And last year, did we have a day over 100? I don't think we did.
No. And no, so, we escaped.
Yeah. But that's climate change, too. Remember that. So.
And global warming.
Yeah. It balances out. Okay, beware if you have a jokester friend with iOS devices. They might have a way to ruin you. What?
I already did this to my wife.
You did it?
Yeah.
All right.
Patrick, you suck.
Well, that's she was sitting next to me. I warned her. I said, right, be prepared.
All right. Hello.
I'm afraid all of your arguments are falling on deaf ears.
No, thank you.
Deaf ears. From old Deaf, Texas.
So, by the way, so have you watched any more of Texas Rising?
Yes.
And?
It's getting a little preachy.
All right. Well, see, I haven't watched a minute of it yet, so, all right.
I'm completely caught up.
All right. But I mean, again, if it's going to get preachy on us, do we want to go through that? Are they trying to teach us a lesson? Is that it?
You know, the one that stands out to me the most is when Fannin was put to death by Santana's army.
Yeah.
In the scene, the Mexican soldier crawls up on a horse, says, "You're a wetback. You swam across the Sabine. You're in my country," and then shot him.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So as I'm sitting there watching this, I'm like, okay, I get it, but this is not what I came here for.
Yeah. Okay, you've made your point. And there are people in Connecticut shaking their fist at the TV saying, yeah, you damn
rabble.
Texans, that's exactly
well,
right.
Well, did you hear what Sharpton did?
No. No, what did Sharpton
do? Oh, my God. He tweeted with all the flooding that basically it was the wrath of God because Texans were such bad people. That's not exactly what it said. I don't have it in front of me.
All right.
But I heard him talking about it last night on this here radio station and almost wrecked the car.
I'm pretty sure that's what caused the drought, too.
Well, look, that doesn't change my opinion of Al Sharpton, okay? I'm just saying.
Touche.
Yeah. So
fair enough.
All right. Well,
so iOS devices.
All right. So we got, yeah. Oh, so, all right. So
didn't want to leave people hanging on
no,
that.
No, we didn't want to do that. Beware if you have a jokester friend with iOS device. They might just have a way to ruin your day if you have any iOS gadgets of your own. Apple has confirmed that it is fixing it. That doesn't mean fixed. Apparently,
no.
They're still working on. They recently discovered bug that crashes iPhones and other iOS 8 hardware the moment you get a carefully crafted set of Unicode characters in an iMessage and other communication apps with notification previews. All right, so what does that mean in English?
It's exactly that. And a specific string of characters. I'll tell you, I can't read all of it because some of it's actually in Arabic.
Okay.
But,
wait a minute.
I know. I know. So
it's very weird looking text.
It starts off with the word effective, lowercase, with a period.
All right.
Then on another line, the word power. And then there's some Arabic characters, some unknown characters, and something that looks like a Chinese kanji.
All right, so it sends a text to that device, and that
you, if you copy and paste that, and I did it from my Android phone to my wife's iOS phone or iPhone,
okay.
And it, I said, all right, this could turn your phone off for a bit, but it's just a prank. And so I sent it to her, and it didn't work. And then I realized, oh, I did something wrong, and so I resent it, and she said, oh God, it just turned off.
Hello, we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, I'm barely paying attention. You may have already talked about that this morning.
Okay.
But I noticed a headline in the local paper today that the Beautiful Mind's father was an Aggie, John Nash.
Might have been, yeah. Uh-huh.
I've heard that the Olsen twins are enrolled at Texas A&M for the summer.
Once again, you have an old story, but how would that be different for you? But no, that's not right. I will tell you this. Story you need to research for your outdoor show today. A Missouri fisherman has caught a 65-pound striped bass.
I saw that.
Okay.
So. I'm ahead of you, believe it or not.
Well, that makes one in a row. All right.
Because it's fishing.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Hey, I found the thing from Sharpton. So when we're done with this, remind me.
All right, fine.
I'm done. It'll shut your phone off. It's not
permanent. What can you do to stop
nothing.
It?
Nothing. Absolutely
perfect.
Nothing. If you're not even on your phone, as soon as that alert pops up, as soon as you try to unlock your phone, boop. Shut
now,
down.
From what I understand, if your phone's open, it won't happen, though.
No, my wife was on her phone.
Okay, because I saw one that said if you were already looking at something, it wouldn't shut it down.
I'm Android, so I'm not going to worry about that.
Exactly.
I got my own issues. I don't have to worry about that one. All right, go ahead. Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton's text having to do with the high water.
No, this was a tweet.
A tweet, okay, sorry.
Hashtag keeping it real. Do you think the hashtag Texas flooding is related to climate control or God's rebuke?
Climate control?
Okay. See, he doesn't even know what to call it.
No.
All right. Way to go, Al. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. It is expected that this year, 2015, will be the year that millennials outgrow baby boomers in numbers.
Oh, wow.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, an estimated 75.3 million millennials compared to about 75.3 as opposed to 75 million boomers, will soon become the largest generation in the country. What will that do for marketing? What will that do in advertising?
Oh, and they hate that nickname, too.
Well, they do, but that's okay. But you'll find more people.
They deserve it.
For you millennials, you'll find more people who look like you on television and talk like you on the radio coming up pretty soon. And while we're talking about the census, more amazing numbers about what's going on in Texas. People that are moving here and staying here, and we'll talk about that probably in the next half hour.
This is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. The Ride of Your Life sales event is going on now, and it's time to go rogue. The 33-mile-per-gallon Nissan Rogue is a 2015 top safety pick. We have the new 2015 Rogue S for just $21,888, or pay 0% interest for up to 72 months. Get yours before they are gone at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Two or more at this price. Offer includes $500 Nissan customer cash and 1922 Douglas discount. 0% APR with approved credit. Must finance within MAC. Offers can't be combined. Must take delivery from dealer stock. Model number 22715.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over a million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Flooring Design the best. In College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Folks at Peach Creek Vineyards invite you out this weekend to enjoy a really nice nestled kind of in southern Brazos County winery and vineyard. They have a pavilion that's covered. You can sit out there and enjoy. They've got a body of water out there that's larger than it's ever probably been. But it is. It's a great setting. Nice breezes out there to enjoy the wine that they make right there. You know, they have the Regal Red, which is a red Malbec, and they have a couple of dry. They have a dry Lenore and then also a semi-sweet Lenore. And really, just about any kind of type of wine you'd like to find, they have it within the stock there at Peach Creek Vineyards. And also, they have a gift shop if you're looking for maybe wine-centric type items that you'd like to gift somebody with, then they've got a great selection there. But the pavilion that they have is available for rent, so you can do private parties or graduation parties, showers, birthdays, just family get-togethers, informal weddings. All of that can be done. And they also have music events that are held every month at Peach Creek. So refer to the website or Facebook so you can see what the upcoming events are. And as we do get warmer, don't forget they do wine slushies out there. The slushy mix itself is neutral, and then you flavor it with the wine. And also be on the lookout because there'll be harvest information soon. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com for more information. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Going to be a little bit warm today. It's mostly going to be humid, and obviously the skeeters are out. They're having a great time. Look for a high temperature today, about 87 or so, and that'll be the high probably all the way through Monday. Chances of rain are going to kind of vacillate anywhere from probably 30% up to 50%. Is what they're telling us all the way through the weekend. The low each night will be down in the lower 70s. Right now, winds are out of the east at 3.94% relative humidity. A few clouds out there, and we've got 72.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Obama regime's reaction to the latest court decision on his unilateral amnesty once again shows his utter contempt for the legal system. The decision by a three-judge panel of Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals keeps in place an injunction forbidding Obama to fully implement his amnesty plans for 5 million illegal immigrants. Now, the court ruled that the regime's plan is unlawful and is unlikely to prevail on appeal. So the injunction must remain in place. 25 states have joined Texas in opposing Obama. After the ruling, White House spokeswoman Brandi Hoffman said, "Today, two judges of the Fifth Circuit chose to misinterpret the facts and the law in denying the government's request for a stay. The president's immigration moves are squarely within the bounds of his authority, and they are the right thing to do for our country." Ms. Hoffman is not a judge. She's a paid political hack sent out to deliver messages to the drive-by media. Yet she throws a temper tantrum, slanders a couple members of the appeals court. By accusing these two judges of choosing to misinterpret the facts and the law, she's basically accusing them of dereliction of duty. Now, Ms. Hoffman, the judicial branch is a co-equal branch of our government. They don't answer to you or to Obama or the Democrat Party. They answer to the Constitution. Now, think about it. If your boss had behaved according to the Constitution in the first place, the case wouldn't even be in the courts. But it is. What does it tell you?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What can being listed with YP do for your business? You're about to find out for free. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools, the YP website and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month, over 70 million potential new customers use the YP tools to search for businesses. 70 million! But if you're not there, they can't find you. Get the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 3 years ago, the Bryan City Council defeated an attempt to regulate residential personal care homes with up to three unrelated occupants. During this week's meeting, Mike Sutherland agreed to work with the city attorney's office on a revision because the city can't ask the state to enforce something where there's no state law.
There's lots of people looking at four and more, but there's really nobody looking at the ones that are under four that are not regulated. And somehow, health, safety, and welfare is in our charter to take care of, and those people are very, very vulnerable.
Public speakers supporting Sutherland included Deborah Alsup, who's an administrator of a 16-bed assisted living facility that is regulated.
The difference is if you're not regulated or licensed, there's no fallback. You can do something in those homes and nobody would really know.
Owners of unregulated residential homes who spoke in opposition included Tiffany Brinkman.
I do know we have hospice coming in and out almost every day of the week. We have our doctors and everybody that do come in and out, see the patients are, you know, great and in good care.
The original attempt to regulate personal care homes with fewer than four occupants was made after one operator went to prison following criminal charges and a civil suit. A vice president's vacancy at Texas A&M for more than a year has been filled. The Board of Regents at a special meeting hired a new vice president of student affairs. Dr. Danny Pugh, who starts August 1st, has been at the University of Arkansas as the dean of students and vice provost of student affairs. Other personnel actions by the regents included authorizing President Michael Young to select a new dean of the College of Science and to execute new contracts with eight assistant coaches, seven from the football team, that includes offensive coordinator Jake Spavital and strength and conditioning coach Larry Jackson, and men's basketball associate head coach Rick Stansbury. Researchers at a Texas A&M Health Science Center Institute in Houston have received a state grant of nearly $6 million. The Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas awarded a grant designed to repurpose drugs already approved by the FDA to create new cancer treatments. The research involves using existing drugs on their own, in new ways, or combined with other drugs, natural products, and or compounds. This is the largest of three grants given to the center by CPRIT, a state agency which went through the reorganization a year ago following a scandal over its handling of prior grants. On our website at WTAW.com is more information about the research going on at the Health Science Center. Community colleges with multiple campuses will be posting on their websites where revenue is spent by location. That's one of three bills passing the legislature written by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
I think that's a very important thing, and we're now going to know how they spend their money, because typically a lot of the schools just report in one block of money. If they have five campuses, they don't tell you how they're spending money at each campus. This is important. It'll start September 1st, so it actually will begin with this fiscal year.
The legislature also passed Rainey's bill, adding two Brazos County representatives to Blinn's Board of Trustees and adding a provision to the budget that Blinn's state funding will be divided based on student contact hours in Brenham and Bryan. For the third time in 7 days, College Station police are investigating criminal activity in or near the Northgate District, the most recent being an armed robbery where the victim did not report what happened for 20 minutes. Bryan police have announced, and let's hear from Chelsea Reber.
Just after 2 Wednesday morning on College Main between Cherry and Folk, the victim was walking alone when approached by a vehicle with 4 males in it. The vehicle stopped and 2 suspects got out of the back seat. One pointed a handgun at the victim and demanded money, and then the other punched the victim in the mouth. The victim handed over money and the suspects left the scene. The victim sustained minor injuries but refused medical treatment. Online at WTAW.com are descriptions of both suspects and the vehicle. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police have announced an arrest in one of 2 aggravated assaults from earlier this week. 37-year-old Cedric Fielder Sr. turned himself in at the Brazos County Jail. Fielder is accused of beating a 28-year-old man with a bat Monday morning near the King Mart convenience store. The victim remains hospitalized in critical condition. And there was a shooting Tuesday night at Ducky's Car Wash on Texas. The victim drove to a relative's house, then went to the hospital where he was treated and released. If you're among those with property damage as the result of flooding, Texas lawyers are volunteering time to answer questions. Lowell Brown is with the State Bar of Texas, which has created a website and a toll-free hotline.
We have the organizations together that we work with, including the American Bar Association's Young Lawyer Division, the Texas Young Lawyers Association, and others who are prepared to lend a hand.
Links to the state bar services are on our website at WTAW.com. Motorists are reminded to continue paying attention to water over roads. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office says to obey barricades.
Our county engineer advised me that whoever removed the barricade threw it quite a ways into the woods, I guess showing their displeasure. But, you know, it's for their safety.
And even if the rain stops, Michelle Mead at the county's emergency management office says rivers and creeks will remain full as runoff from upstream continues to move through.
Based on what I was looking at for the Brazos and Navasota River, they're hoping that those levels will start to drop off in several days.
County officials continue to collect damage reports to determine if they qualify for state and or federal assistance. WTAW News Time. It's going to be 7:37 now, 72 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com. This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
How would you like to have one person completely dedicated to serving you and your needs when buying or selling a home? How about a team of people? That's what you get with Zweiker & Associates. We're a group of individuals who work to serve people during one of the most exciting and potentially stressful times in their life. You see, we're in the business of serving people, not just buying or selling homes. We're amazingly talented there too, but our passion is people. We find out what you want to accomplish, how you want to accomplish your goal, and we do it seamlessly, happily.
Good morning, it's 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
We're not out of the woods in regards to shower and thunderstorm activity yet. Sunshine will give way to clouds. Some showers and storms popping up later today, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy. The chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 85. It becomes partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows near 70. Clouds develop Saturday. There could be some showers and storms. Highs are going to be close to 85. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M doing quite well in the classroom. And Brazos Valley Bombers have to sit one out today. They were supposed to start the season. Unfortunately, it was a rainout. We'll hear more from Coach Kurt Dixon. Plus, a lot more in the NBA playoffs coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. The season's starting up. We'll have Uri on next week. Talk about that.
Well, it was going on.
Bomb baseball. Yeah, see how that works. There are 10 cities in U.S. America that have over a million people. And three of them are in Texas. I mean, do you know the largest cities? Now, I mean, we all know it's New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, right? I mean, those are the first three.
Dallas, Houston.
No. Houston's number four. Then comes Philadelphia. Then comes Phoenix. Then comes San Antonio. Then comes San Diego. Then comes Dallas.
That's San Diego.
Yeah. Then San Jose. So you got three in Texas. You got three in California. Well, it's... I looked up this morning just because, you know, geeky like that. What is the population of the United States right now? 320,962,000. That's what they're telling us. But again, you know, it's a little rolling clock thing. It's like your odometer on your car. I mean, you know, they roll it statistically. That's what it comes to and all that kind of stuff. Half of the 10 cities with the largest population gains are in Houston. Excuse me, are in Texas. So Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, and Fort Worth. Each of them added 18,000 people. We also had six of the 13 fastest by percentage add San Marcos, Georgetown, Frisco, Conroe, McKinney, New Braunfels. You think about the Conroe area, they've been in that mode for about 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
that place is growing like a weed.
It is, but it's I guess the purpose of the story was they were talking about how Texas has a lot of population growth no matter how you look at it. You can look at it in hard numbers or you can look at it percentage-wise, but either way you do, Texas is really number one. Georgetown is the second fastest rate of population growth. And San Marcos has been the fastest growing for the last 3 years.
Not anymore.
No. Well, right now they're tiptoeing through the water.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got a problem. They've got, much like we do, they have a fast-growing university over there. But the way things are laid out, they're kind of squoze up against the interstate on one side.
Yes.
And that made it very hard for them to be able to develop. You know, if you're going to have more kids over there, you've got to have housing for them and things like that. You have topographic problems that they have over there because they're in the hill country. And then you have the idea that the campus is basically landlocked. I mean, they cannot grow. They got to have to grow up. And, the look of San Marcos has changed. It changed a lot.
Well, it's not a sleepy little town anymore.
It's not.
The good news is we have room.
Yeah.
Town in Texas, Northwest Texas, Dalhart, is closer to six other state capitals than Austin.
Oh, yeah. Saw that. That is
Santa
so
Fe,
crazy.
Santa Fe, New Mexico, Oklahoma City, Denver, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Topeka, Kansas, and Lincoln, Nebraska.
Cheyenne, Wyoming. Let that sink in for a minute.
Whoa.
Let that sink in.
Dalhart is closer to Cheyenne than Austin.
I stayed in Dalhart one time.
Did you?
Road trip.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Really? I don't think I've ever been there. I'm not sure.
What is it, between Dallam and Heartland or something?
I don't know.
Like
it's just way up there. You know, just up there. It's not as high as Amarillo, but it's up there.
Yeah. It's yonder.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, so, but it's just, it's amazing that the numbers just continue. Now, you take, I was talking to somebody yesterday saying the gross domestic product, okay, the gross national product of Texas has decreased.
Why?
2% in the first quarter.
Energy?
Oil.
Well, all right, oil.
Okay.
And consider Washington County that has been devastated in the last month.
True.
I mean, devastated. And that probably has an impact on our economy, too, since they're pretty much adjacent to where we are and certainly part of the regional economy that we have.
Yeah.
But the oil patch probably is what we feel overall. The question is, when those people lose that level of employment, what are they going to do? Are they going to stay? Are they going to go?
They'll go to, say, South Dakota.
Well, but they, I mean, and we continue to, I mean, we continue to grow. We still are. I mean, that's what the story is. In the midst of all this, we are still growing, but the economy itself maybe not doing so well.
Well, and anecdotally, a lot of the energy people are going back into the construction sector.
Sure, right. So, well, and then, again, if you want to talk about construction here, you know, they're, I don't know if you know it or not, they're working on a football stadium here. When weather allows. And, you know, that has something to do with it. I was talking to somebody in that business and said that it's getting to be a little bit better now. But, you know, in the last 18 months, it's been difficult to find subcontractors quite often for regular construction to get done because, obviously, they're getting paid
they're busy
good money over there. Yeah, so they do that. So we'll see. Right now, I'm thinking the guys who run the water pumps are doing pretty good. Did you know that there is a retail gift card association? Did you have any idea? I didn't.
I'm not shocked. I am surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can have an association for almost anything. But retailers say that we will see more gift card buying and redemption through the remainder of spring and into summer. And you know what? I'm an old guy, okay? I'm old-fashioned. I would rather stuff currency in an envelope and give it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just, and that's me, okay? That's just me. But obviously, that's swimming upstream because at least 70% of the gifts for upcoming occasions like graduation, Father's Day, and wedding gifts will be in the form of gift cards. 70%. 82% of shoppers say that they'll gift more gift cards this spring and summer than they did last year. 80% say that of the gift-giving card givers want recipients to have redemption options on both online and in-store. So I guess that's where cash doesn't work nearly as well as the plastic would. And 50% plan to give only gift cards during this season. Most common amount, not surprising, $25 and $50. As for the type of gift cards, what are the most popular? Let's do the top six because we don't do 10. Number six, Walmart. Number five, Netflix.
Huh.
I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, American Express. Number three, iTunes. See Netflix. Number two, Amazon. See those both. And number one is Visa. Number one is Visa.
Just a generic gift
card.
That's
it, yeah. The whole idea, because again, you can use any kind of retailer pretty much that you want with that right there. Hello?
As president of the Southern Monument Builders Association, I wanted to let you know that there is an association for everything.
Responsive, prompt, experience. These are the qualities you want in a plumbing service. So remember this name. Holman's Quality Plumbing. Holman's has experienced plumbers who specialize in 24-hour emergency service, leak detection, and tankless water heaters. Looking to remodel? Holman's fully functional kitchen and bath showroom is coming soon. Holman's Quality Plumbing is quality plumbing by quality plumbers. For residential and commercial service, call 777-0178 or click holmanplumbing.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
In today's economy, some people are changing careers in an effort to get a step ahead. That might sound like a crazy thing to do, but switching careers can actually have its benefits. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. More and more, choosing a career is not a one-time event. It's a series of decisions we make as we progress through different stages of life. Our career path may change several times based on our age or the size of our family, or even the level of our maturity. Whether you're choosing a career for the first time or switching midstream, there are certain things to keep in mind. Our friends at Crown Financial Ministries have developed a helpful list of common career choice mistakes. Here's the first part. Don't always choose the first or easiest job you can find. The goal should be to move into areas in which you're using your strongest talents and abilities. Second, it's important not to pick up a job based solely on salary. Making bigger money won't be worth it if you don't like the work or if you're under or overqualified for the job. Third, avoid choosing a job simply because the title sounds impressive. Doing what you're good at and what you enjoy is far more important than what appears on your nameplate. Determining your career path requires a healthy amount of wisdom, reflection, and prayer. I'll cover the rest of the list tomorrow. In the meantime, to see the full list and for more information to help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:52. Texas A&M Athletics are SMRT smart. The annual release of academic progress rate, the APR data from the NCAA, has the Aggies surpassing required standards in all 19 NCAA-sponsored athletic programs. They achieve a multi-year rate of 944 or higher on a scale of 1,000. That's for data that was submitted from 2010 to 14 during those academic years. Leading the way for the Aggies was head coach Lori Corbelli and her volleyball squad, which received a public recognition award from the NCAA for earning multi-year academic progress rates in the top 10% of all Division I NCAA volleyball programs. The Aggies had a perfect score of 1,000 based on 51 student-athletes during a four-year span. During that time, by the way, the ladies advanced to three NCAA volleyball championship tournaments and won the 2012 SEC Western Division. The Boars of Summer were supposed to be back today for the Texas Collegiate League kickoff with the Brazos Valley Bombers. They were supposed to start the season in the Woodlands this evening, but the series has been rained out. Either way, Coach Dixon says he's excited about his fourth year at the helm.
Something I've been asked a couple times since I've been back is, what do I have left to achieve and accomplish? And that's an easy answer. It's the next one. You know, as a competitor, you want to, you know, get to the top, you want to stay at top. It starts with our leadership, with Uri, on down to our coaches, on down to our players.
That was from a press conference yesterday. This year's team will feature a few familiar faces, including three Aggies. Sports Radio 1150, The Zone 102.7 FM, is scheduled to broadcast 17 regular season games, including Tuesday's home opener, first pitch at 7:05 with a pregame at 6:45. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors eliminated the Rockets last night.
Howard will just dribble it up as the crowd will celebrate. The Golden State Warriors are in the NBA Finals for the first time in 40 years.
Houston fell to the Warriors 104-90. Steph Curry registered 26 points, and James Harden needs a shave. The beard was terrible for the Rockets, setting an NBA playoff record with 13 turnovers, scoring just 14 points on 2 of 11 shooting. In SEC news, they're holding their spring meetings in Destin, Florida, and dating back to 2004, schools were fined for rushing the field. Now, a decade later, the league is talking about, quote, substantially increasing those fines. Previous penalty started at $5,000 for first-time offenders. They're talking about bumping it now to $50,000. In Major League Baseball, the Astros started off great.
And Carter rifles it pretty deep to left field. It backs up Snyder. Still going back. It's over his head. And one hops the wall. Gattis around third. He's coming home. And Gattis will score. And it is a 1-0 Astros lead.
But then Chris Davis hit two homers to lead the Baltimore Orioles to a 5-4 win over the Astros. The White Sox visit Houston tonight. They'll start that one at 7:10. Up the road with the Rangers, Carlos Santana capped an 8-run third inning with a 3-run jack, leading the Cleveland Indians to a 12-3 win over Texas. There was some good news, however, for the Rangers, as Josh Hamilton singled in the 7th inning for the first time and his first hit after returning to Texas. Hamilton screamed a line drive down the left field line, but was caught trying to advance it to a double. Texas A&M women's head basketball coach Gary Blair is scheduled to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at tonight's game between the Rangers and Red Sox at Globe Life Park in Arlington. Blair's appearance is part of the Texas A&M night at the Rangers University Days promotion. First 2,000 fans that head there are going to get a free Texas A&M-themed Rangers cap. You can catch that game at 7:05 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And now, as the case all too often, we have to check the crime blotter. Police in California arrested former Chicago Bears defensive end Ray McDonald at 5:35 p.m. Wednesday for violating a restraining order. The Santa Clara Police Department said it marked McDonald's second arrest in 72 hours. Monday, authorities booked McDonald on suspicion of domestic violence and a child's endangerment as a result of an early morning altercation with his former fiance, who was also the mother of the child. U.S. prosecutors say they have uncovered dozens of different schemes while investigating the corruption with FIFA, the world's football governing body. Estimates have the schemes weighing in at around $125 million. Some of those schemes involved awarding the 2010 World Cup to South Africa. And here is U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch with some of the details.
Two generations of soccer officials, including the then presidents of two regional soccer confederations under FIFA, one being the Confederation of North Central American and Caribbean Association football, known as CONCACAF, which includes the U.S., and the South American Football Confederation, or CONMEBOL, used their positions of trust within their respective organizations to solicit bribes from sports marketers in exchange for the commercial rights to their soccer tournaments.
The Swiss Justice Ministry says U.S. authorities now have 40 days to submit a formal extradition request to Switzerland for 6 of the 7 FIFA officials arrested in the corruption probe, adding that 6 of the 7 would probably fight extradition. And on the ice last night, the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Anaheim Ducks 5-2 to force a Game 7 in the NHL Western Conference Finals. They'll play that one Saturday in Anaheim. And that's your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care. Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. The Ride of Your Life sales event is going on now. Come test drive the 38-mile-per-gallon Nissan Altima, redesigned inside and out. You can get a new 2.5S Altima for just $18,988 or 0% financing for up to 72 months. Come take the Ride of Your Life today at